Okay, so now we're on to the midst of Shofar. We set it up with the Chatzotros, but with the background being that, we saw the Mishnah yesterday where it said, you know, Shavah HaYovel LeRosh Hashanah, let's kill the Brachos. So even though it would appear like these are very different themes, so let's take a look at how this gets played out in the Rambam. So in the Minyan HaKatzar, right, the Minyan HaKatzar again is the Hakdam to the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says the mitzvah number 170, L'shmoa kol shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, shenemar yom teruwa yelachem. So this is one of the great anomalies of the mitzvah of shofar, is that the mitzvah of shofar is derived from the Parshas HaKorbanos, from the world of the Mikdash, as opposed to, you know, the Parshas HaMoadim in Emor, where we normally find all the mitzvahs of the holidays. So that already is, like, very, very fascinating, right? So that, like, that's an insight into the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah. So there are two things that are noteworthy here, then we'll try to confirm it, you know, based on the Sefer HaMitzvos. But again, the mitzvah is mitzvah shmias ha-shofar. Don't take that for granted. Other people will think about it as tkias ha-shofar. And certainly when it comes to the Rambam, right, with our background in Chatzotros, there the Rambam said, again, the mitzvah was tkia, right, as opposed to shmia. So even the Rambam himself. And it's not just going to be in terms of the mitzvah chatzotzer. So what we're trying to do, and, you know, like sort of the point of the Chabura in many ways, is to expand horizons, right? Just to look at the Rambam and Hilchos Shofar and say, oh, you know, the mitzvah shmias kol shofar, which is important enough in its own right, but, you know, put that in the context of the chatzotzeros, put it in the context of tkiah shofar and yovel, what do we really think it means when it says sheva, you know, hayovel, Rosh Hashanah, tkiah lebrachos, etc. So let's try to confirm in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He shetivanu lishmoa kol shofar biyom rishon mitishrei. So he's now shifted a little bit from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Rishon Mitishrei. This is a little truer to the Psukim, right? Because, you know, the Psukim don't talk about Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah talks about Rosh Hashanah, Arve Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Haim. But, you know, the Torah never spoke about any concept of Rosh Hashanah, never talked about using a shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is really, as I like to say, Bakesa Liyom Chagenu. It's really a holiday that's in so many ways obscured. I mean, it's an amazing thing. Imagine the Torah never said to take Arba Minim on Sukkot. The Torah never said to do Inoy on Yom Kippur. But that's literally the situation that we're dealing with. So Mitzvah Sekavayin, Hishat Yivano Lishmoa, again, Kol Shavar, B'Yom Rishon B'Tishrei, V'hu Amara Yisala, Yom Tiruwa, Yihya Lachem. Again, so we're sticking with the Pasuk in Pinchas, as opposed to the Pasuk in Emor, where you have a reference to the Truah, but there it's Zichron Truah, very important. You know, Kvar Yisbaru, Dinei Mitzvah, B'Masach, the Rosh Hashanah, V'ein Anashim Chayavo Zabah, it's a Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. Now the Smag, who generally speaking was like really impressed with the Rambam, and there's no doubt about that, the Smag takes a different perspective, and this may be the perspective of Rabbeinu Tam as well. The Rav had his own opinion about that. But the Smag says, Mitzvah Saseh, if you take a look here, Litkoa b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, shenemar yom trua yelachem. So he's masking with the Rambam in terms of what the makor for the mitzvah would be, yom trua yelachem, but he disagrees with the Rambam as to the nature of the mitzvah. According to the Smag, what's the nature of the mitzvah? Right, is tkias ha-shofar. Now, in fairness to both the Rambam and the Smag, how could they possibly both agree on the makor and have a fundamental disagreement as to the nature of the mitzvah? How could that happen? And they both will say, the source of the mitzvah is in Parshas Pinchas, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, in the beginning of the 29th Perek. We all agree about that. We just disagree about the nature of the mitzvah. How could that possibly be? Well, there's one very simple explanation for that. The Torah doesn't say. The Torah uses this extremely ambiguous phrase, Yom Trua Yelachem, that is a day of Trua. Day of hearing the Trua, right? Lishmoa kol shofar, a day of sounding the Trua. You know, again, how does the background of Chatzotros earlier in Sefer Bamidbar, you know, play into this, right? Varayosim b'chatzotros, utkatim b'chatzotros, the Rambam, again, the Sefer HaMitzvos there, used tkia in both cases, right? In terms of the mitzvah. So, you know, how does that play in? So, in the Smag's defense, the Torah is ambiguous, and to the extent that Chatzotros, you know, would weigh into the discussion, it might be in the direction of Tekiah. But obviously you're talking about a fundamentally different obligation. And this is something that the Rambam speaks about in many places, but one of this, and we'll conclude with this for today, is of course not just in Hilchos Shofar, but in Hilchos Tshuva, if I remember what I'm referring to, where the Rambam makes it clear that the mitzvah is the Shmo. He says, Afal Pi, right?
No one's there.
Shofar, mitzvah Shofar Rosh Hashanah, is Exeris HaKasav, Remez Yeshbo, right. Uru Yeshenim Mishinaschem, V'akitzur nidamim mitar demaschem, right? V'zichru borei olam. The point is that it's really, you know, a kind of an alarm clock. Uru yishena mishinaschem. So is the point of the alarm clock for the alarm clock to go off, or is the point of the alarm clock for you to hear it? Right. L'chora, right? There's some disagreement about that in practice by those who hit the snooze button every time they could hold that it's really a mitzvah tekiya, right? The important thing is that the alarm was sounded, that I should hear it. Or maybe they're machmer for both views. You know, we have to understand, you know, the first time it's really tekiya, the second time really a mitzvah shmiya. But the point is, you know, the Rambam is clearly demonstrating that his view of Yom Tshua Yalachem, the person is meant to hear it and to respond to it. So again, you know, just to reiterate this point, the ambiguity of the pasuk itself lends itself to this kind of machlokas. You can agree about the makor and disagree about the nature of the mitzvah. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Smag. And it's extremely important, we can't really emphasize this enough, that the makor be taken from the world of korbanos. Okay? That's very important. From the world of korbanos, Yom Tshua Yalachem is squarely in the parshas, you know, Hamusafin, it's Midim Musafim, and Pinchas. And what does that tell us about the nature of the mitzvah of shofar? Already yesterday we talked about how shofar shel mikdash really takes on an additional component, right? Vachatzotzot v'kol shofar ha'riyu lifnei ha'melach Hashem. But, you know, what we're alluding to, and we'll develop the idea further, is the Gemara, which talks about kevan to the zikaron ka'asi kibifnim dami, that shofar has properties of karban, of kadshim, and that's why you can't have a shofar shalpara, right? In kategor and ases anegor is usually a problem only in terms of the Beis HaMikdash itself. So what we've seen here is the makor for shofar, whether it's tkiya or shmiya, that's the machlokas here, really is rooted in the mikdash. We already discussed the shofar shal mikdash. That's the first kind of shofar that you encounter, frankly, in the entire discussion in the Mishnah. So the connection between shofar and mikdash is extremely important. To conclude with one line, well, that should not surprise us at all, because we just emerged, and this is why I set it up this way, from the world of, not the shofar, but the world of the chatzotzros, which of course is a halacha in the mikdash, not just of yom simchaschem, in the context of korbanos, but even in the context, since the Rambam integrated it into one mitzvah, even in the context of v'chisavo, melchama bi'artzechem, alatzara tzarer eschem, who are the ones that blow the chatzotzros? Uvenei, Aharon, HaKohanim, Yitke'u b'chatzotzros, right? It really seems like it's a din in mikdash, it's a din in kohen, so that is something that we will continue to explore further as we take the mitzvah of shofar from the gvulin, perhaps back to its rightful place in the mikdash, and oh, I can't help myself right now. Of course, we know that the original shofar, Nechaz Basvach Bekarnav, was really in the Makom HaMikdash and Har HaMoriah. We're taking the shofar back to the place where I belong. West Virginia.